Home Companion radio show may recall the episode many years ago in which the boys in the back of Pastor Inquist's confirmation class were reading from the Song of Solomon, from which today's Old Testament reading is taken. "How beautiful you are, my love, how very beautiful," they were reading from the back of the class. "Your eyes are like doves behind your veil. Your hair is like a flock of goats moving down the slopes of Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of shorn ewes that have come up from the washing. Your lips, your cheeks, your neck," and so on and so forth. You may have noticed that the song is moving from the top down in describing this beautiful young woman. It is the subsequent lines that cause the boys to snigger. As I recall, Pastor Inquist is completely aware of what is going on in the back of his class, but he's not quite sure how to respond. On the one hand, he's concerned about what the parents might say if they were to discover their sons reading the rather risque right there in confirmation class before church on Sunday morning. On the other hand, years ago, he himself had been one of those boys in the back of the confirmation class, keeping a finger in the book of Proverbs to flip there just in case. He's been there. He understands. And besides, he tells himself, maybe it will help those boys find the family Bible on the bookshelf at home, blow the dust off the top, and actually open it. When we consider what is in the Song of Songs, these extraordinarily beautiful, sometimes erotic love poems, we might well wonder what they are doing in our scriptures. Maybe, as the title suggests, it was originally thought that these songs were written by King Solomon, and that they should be accorded status in our scriptures because of that. Scholars, though, tell us that the collection of songs that were part of an ancient Hebrew wedding tradition. It was common in the ancient Near East to process the bride and groom around and sing songs to them as though they were royalty. If any of you have ever been to a Greek wedding, and I don't recall if this is a scene in My Big Fat Greek Wedding, you'll recall how the bride and groom wear crowns and are marched around the altar three times while songs are chanted. Maybe the song was included in the scriptures as a kind of repository for these songs, to give them some stature so that they wouldn't be lost. I think that the Spirit caused the songs to be part of our canon to increase our chances of more readily seeing how much God loves us. It's not always easy to see that God loves us. We might have moments when we glimpse something of the vastness or the beauty or the providence of God. Or we might have moments when we see, in spite of this vastness, yet God has an intimate, tender love for each and every one of us, loving us as though he had nobody else to love. And we might have moments, too, when we see how much God loves all parts of us, wholly and completely. But if you're like me, these moments can be few and far between. I like to think that over the years I've increased my batting average and become more and more aware of God's love for me. But for me, most of the time, and I suspect for us most of the time, it's hard to see how much God loves us. And God knows it's not easy for us to see how much God loves us. And so God, because God wants to reveal himself to us, delights to reveal God's self to us, gives us multiple ways of seeing that love in hopes that at least one of them might speak to us and get us to take a closer look. The Song of Solomon, from which we heard this morning, is one of God's ways of inviting us to take a closer look. The poems in the song are absolutely beautiful, even in translation. I encourage you to go home and read them. I think all of us will probably be able to relate to them. Who among us has not fallen in love? Who among us does not yearn for love? the song has a way of making God's love present to us in a way that all of us can relate to. To use today's reading as an example of God's love for us, Christ is the Beloved. It is Christ who comes to us leaping upon the mountains. It is Christ who stands outside our walls, looking in through the windows, hoping to speak to us. And as we read further into the song, maybe we can imagine that it is Christ telling us how beautiful we are, or leading our soul away to taste his sweet delights, or that it is after Christ that our souls run about the city looking for him, and so forth. The medieval monks loved the song's metaphor of Christ as lover. Bernard of Clairvaux, a monk and a great 12th century preacher, in a famous sermon on the song, quoting the first verses of the song, said, "Let him who is the most handsome of men, let him kiss me with a kiss of his lips." Though the song imagines it's the bride, Bernard is imagining it's Christ. "Let him speak to me. Let his love become a spring inside of me. I ask of him what I ask neither of man nor angel, that he kiss me with the kiss of his lips." If it would help your meditation, go online and check out Bernard's sermons. They are an extraordinary window into the mind of one who could imagine that God loved him as much as the young man and the young woman loved each other. I hope I've piqued your interest enough so that when you go home today, you might take out your Bible and, like those boys in the back of Pastor Ingquist's confirmation class, go take a look at the song for yourself. And if you don't have a Bible, you're welcome to borrow one in the pews until you do. I encourage you to take some time with these scriptures and pay attention to what Christ might be saying to you. Maybe tell Jesus, as you would tell a dear friend, what is on your heart, what you are feeling right now, or how your day is going. Maybe imagine, using the song as a guide, what Jesus might have to say to you in return. I wonder if you might hear him telling you that he loves you. I wonder if you might hear him telling you how much he loves you. And I wonder what would it be like for you to hear him tell you, as he said in today's reading, "Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away."